It's 7:45 here on Giant 90.9. And that can only mean one thing. Your host, Owen Pulley, is alongside Maxwell Gilly and Lucas McKee in HD1 Studios. And it's time for the Sports Spotlight! Playing the intro a little bit longer today, more than usual. But yes, the Undertaker, used by the Undertaker, obviously, in the WWF and WWE.
I had no idea it was used by the Undertaker.
Yeah.
I thought it was John Cena. We can't see him,
though. We can play that now.
We can? Wow.
My time is up. I don't even know if we have it. But anyway, that is a good intro. There's some good WWE intros in the world.
Exactly. They got to get you, you know, hyped up.
We do have it.
Oh, how exciting.
And I do have a song queued up for today, as it is September 1st. The September 1st edition.
So you're going to be that one. I was wondering who's going to be the first one to do that.
September 1st of Indy's Giant 90.9. Welcome to September 1st. Crazy that we're already in the ninth month, but...
Crazy. Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's insane. Crazy. 2023 is just around the corner.
Yeah. You guys want to listen to this real quick? I'm going to sample it. Ready?
All right. Here we go. Here we go. We're excited for this. Let's see what it is from...
No, that's not it. Hold on. That's not it. Okay.
That's live radio, everyone. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Owen's fault and no one else's.
I really wanted to hear the ta-ta-da-ta. It didn't work.
It was a little quieter. It was... What was that? What was that? That was a lullaby?
It said Right Now by John Cena. I think that was the one.
Well, it sounds
I don't
like
know.
A lullaby.
I don't know. I can't look it
I was
up.
Ready to go back
that
to
was
bed.
Probably
phone
from his
broken.
Actual album that he did.
Probably.
Probably.
I still can't believe he did an actual rap album.
I never listened to it.
I want to listen to it. I'm going to go home and listen to it.
No.
But anyway, we're going to get into some Colts news today. A little bit of college football week one coming up today. Purdue plays.
We got into that. We got very sidetracked very quick.
We have
very
the Purdue quickly. Super fan, Garrett Burkle, here.
Yeah, Garrett's in a Purdue football jersey, Purdue shorts, and Purdue socks, and like black and gold shoes.
We got to interview him and ask him what his favorite college team is.
Yeah.
I thought it was Indiana State.
I could have sworn.
I was obviously wrong.
Yeah. But we need to dilly-dally no longer. Get right into some... Colts news, cuts were this week. We had some unfortunate
some surprising,
cuts, some surprising cuts, some
not so surprising.
Yeah, everything like that. Now, I'm going to have Lucas and Max lead it today. Can't really do any research. I woke up this morning not being able to move my phone screen touch screens. So, a little unfortunate there. So, you guys are going to lead it today. So, Max, some Colts cuts. What are your thoughts?
A lot of them, again, are very unsurprising. The one that surprised me the most and the one that we got horribly wrong was Philip Lindsay.
Absolutely,
we were like,
yep.
He was going to be RB3, and he ends up not being RB3. He actually...
We said RB2.
Really, oh, like, yeah, RB2,
yeah.
Because we wanted technically the wide out.
Yeah, the wide out for Hines, yeah.
They consider him RB2, and the big thing, I've been seeing the reports where they were wanting to keep Deion Jackson for his special teams. And they said Lindsay didn't do anything that much on special teams, so they end up releasing Lindsay. So I'm disappointed about that. I was really excited to see what he could do. I wanted him to have another shot because you don't really have that many shots when you go from Denver to Houston. I mean, Houston is where they send players just to die.
Speaking of Houston and the Colts relationship, Marlon Mack was released by the Texans. Marlon Mack had a...
That was surprising as well.
Had a long tenure with the Colts. Kind of got shut... not shut down, but put to the side when Jonathan Taylor came into the league and started racking up yardage like crazy. So he became RB2, got hurt, came back as RB2, then went to Houston, and they've released him. So we wish Marlon Mack on his best endeavors. No T.Y. Hilton yet. I don't know what's going to happen. He did not make the roster. He didn't nothing at all. So he's still a free agent. There was some talks about him going to a different team. There's some talks about him retiring. But I was listening to Kevin and Quare this morning, and he hasn't filled out any retirement forms, no nothing. So we'll just have to see what happens with T.Y. Hilton. But they even made a point, too, that Zionsville takes on Westfield this week. So, and Chris Ballard's son plays for Westfield, and T.Y. Hilton's son plays for Zionsville, so maybe they'll be at the game, you know, little talks there.
Maybe. And if they are there, you know, they're going to have everyone trying to ask questions about them and start getting news just from that game alone. Because it's always like that. But you never know. I have been enjoying seeing the Colts ending up at a couple of high school games this year. Anytime they can do that, I'm always a big fan of that because, I mean, hey, that's how you start out. You start out under the bright Friday night lights, and you end up getting to play on Sundays eventually.
What was the game? Was it the Cathedral-Brownsburg game? Yannick Ngakoue and Kenny Moore were at that game?
Yeah. Reggie Wayne was, I think, there as well. He was either there or somewhere else, but I know people were like, oh my, Reggie Wayne's back.
I was going to say, that's one thing about that we can say for sure about Colts players is they're really, really in tune and in touch with the city. They want to be one with everybody, and not like they love the city. That's they're true, genuine players. So they're not just players, but they're also like family. They're great people.
I mean, you have to just have that relationship with the community.
The chemistry, exactly.
And it builds. Because we are such a, I guess, still a small market team, that's one of the advantages is they will go there and they're not going to be like, oh, we're in Florida, we're in L.A. We don't care about you guys. We're just going to party all day. No. They go out for the community, and that's so important.
Yeah, it's a big thing to have a great community, like Lucas said, like you said. To be able to have a tight-knit community. Yeah, Indianapolis is a big city, but like you said in the NFL, it's still a small market team, and when players can show up and be part of the community, it's big.
So also yesterday we got to see Shaquille Leonard back, so he was officially removed from the PUP list, so we are excited to see that. I've still been someone who says he should not be really playing week one. There's no reason. Just let him still recover. But
I don't think he should play week one or two.
He made a couple interceptions first practice back yesterday. So, I mean, he looks like he's, if not ahead of everybody still, then still on his A game. I mean, he's been in the league since 2018. He's defensive rookie of the year. He's 2-time Pro Bowl, I believe.
Think so, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a veteran, so he doesn't really need that OTA, the training camp. He just needs the practice to stay in like the shape and form and everything. So I feel like he'll be ready to play week one, and he'll just be himself like normal, like nothing happened. But even better because he's not dealing with the full pain anymore.
Exactly. But should be exciting. I cannot wait until week one of the NFL.
Year. Absolutely.
It's a great time in sports, too. We have college happening. We have the NFL happening. One of the best times of the year. Nick Yeoman from IndyCar, the radio network, he was trying to do a little conversation. Is September, October, November, or March through May the best time of year for sports fans? That was his question.
September, October, November.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Because
we'll be. I know March is always fun because it's, you know, March through May 500, March Madness, but you get the NFL and the NBA here, so, and college football, and it's so exciting.
Yeah, I love to see it. Seems like whenever you turn your head, there's a sports game going on. But yeah, it's fun. Did you see, moving on from the Colts a little bit, so there's some of the cuts there. Excited for the Colts season coming up. They play Houston week one. I believe next Sunday, or maybe two Sundays from now. That's right.
Well, wait, no, it is next Sunday, not this Sunday coming up, but next Sunday.
But I'm excited for the Colts season. I think it'll be a good year. Matt Ryan leading the helm. I think he'll be a good quarterback, but kind of moving on from that. I want to touch on a little bit of MLB news. Did you see the Mets game last night with
the walkout?
Yeah. With Edwin Diaz closing out the game against the Dodgers, the Mets went. They ended up winning 2-1. But two nights ago, Timmy Trumpet, the trumpet player in that song, went to go play.
Played live.
Yeah, he played the seventh inning stretch. Went to go play Narco, but it was a non-save situation. The Mets were losing 4-3, so he ended up not playing it. But he's like, "Oh, I'll come back." And then it ended up being a save situation for Edwin Diaz, so he came in up one and threw like 9 pitches and won the game. So it was pretty cool to see that. It was a big game. There's like a Brandon Nimmo, the Mets center fielder. He robbed a home run.
I saw that
over the fence. Jacob DeGrom pitched really well. Yeah, I like talking about the Mets, but
if you can't tell, really Owen's a Mets fan.
Nobody really cares about the Mets in Indianapolis. So, but I thought that was really cool seeing the walkout song play live. Mets fans really love that, and like everybody's seeming to love it right now. But I just wanted to touch on baseball news real quick. So we're gonna go to a quick break and then come back with some more news, a little bit of college football. College football starting today. Like we said, Purdue, they'll play today. A couple more teams play today.
The Fighting Jackson Whites. Whites at Ball State are playing today as well. It's so exciting.
Yeah, that'll be fun to see. So, Sports Spotlight, Indy's Giant 90.9.
As an educator, Mr. Nelson's teachings are still being quoted in schools.
Education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world.
Mr. Nelson taught hope.
Everyone can rise above their circumstances if they are dedicated and passionate.
And giving our best efforts.
It's always impossible until it's done.
Mr. Nelson Mandela's teachings not only united a nation, they inspire us today. Inspiration. Pass it on from PassItOn.com.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Sports Spotlight. Indy's Giant 90.9. It is September 1st, so we're gonna be asleep for the next month, and you'll hear it right now.
Wake me up when September ends.
I'm that guy. We're playing Wake Me Up When September Ends on September 1st. You're listening to Sports Spotlight on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, your station for variety. But my name is Owen Pulley with Maxwell Gilly and Lucas McKee. Had to play that song. It's such a good song, especially being the end of August was yesterday. Today was the first day of September, so.
Yeah. It's the first of September.
Wake up, it's the first of the month.
Yep, today's going to be either fun day or a not so fun day.
Every day.
Yeah,
exactly. Like every day.
But specifically because it's the first month, exactly. It's more important.
Right. And it's a Thursday. College football starts today. Like, it couldn't get any more perfect.
And you know what's more perfect?
What?
Catch.
No, stop, bro.
In case you can't
Boomer
tell.
And Bowser.
No, you knocked over Boomer.
But Bowser's on top now. So that means Bowser's the only mascot
of
the Pacers now.
Where's the card? I mean, the stuffed animal's not as bad. But the card is worse because it's the actual mascot. That one is not.
Well, this one's naked, so. But he doesn't have a jersey
Have it. I just realized that.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. We got to buy him some drip.
We need to buy him like a Bape shirt or like an off-white like designer. And then like get him some Jordans.
Oh, yeah. We're going to. Yeah, well, then we'll make him stylish. He'll be able to come back.
We'll give him like an earring, too.
Just one earring, thumbtack.
Just one ear, thumbtack in his ear, shiny thumbtack.
He's probably painted gold.
But moving on to some college football, Max, you want to run us through that for today?
Yeah, so a couple of Indiana schools we talked about at Ball State will be traveling to Tennessee.
Ball State by 40.
I have to go with Tennessee there, but. I'm just excited that, once again, we talked about this last week, but Ball State getting to be on a major level like this. They're going to be on the SEC Network. That's a big-time viewership there. So I know Jackson White's excited about that one. The big one, Penn State versus Purdue, that will be at 8 p.m. That is going to be on Fox. Talked about last week. I didn't expect Purdue to be doing that hot, but I do expect Purdue to be able to beat Penn State. So I'm calling Purdue winning that one.
I do think as well Purdue wins it, but I don't think it's by much. I think it'll be a double digit. I'm thinking by 10 points. So I don't know, like 33, 43. Not even that high. It probably won't go that high. It'll be like 23.
Yeah, it'll probably be. I'm saying it'll be like 24, 17.
I was going to say maybe not even the 30s as well. I might change it to single digit. Just a touchdown. I just think Purdue wins by a touchdown.
So other matchups, we got Central Michigan taking on number 12 Oklahoma State today. Pretty much Oklahoma State, if they end up losing to Central Michigan, that is an embarrassment. They should easily win that one. The matchup everyone should be excited for is West Virginia taking on number 17 Pitt. It is in Pitt. It is a close matchup between Pitt and West Virginia. I'm excited for that one. Like we said, I am going for West Virginia winning that one, but that should be a fun one there. If we look more ahead, UCF plays today against South Carolina State, it looks like.
Wait, what is it?
SC State. So, yeah, it's South Carolina State Bulldogs. UCF easily going to win that one. Right? FIU, I mean, no one look at that one.
Florida International. Looking forward,
of course. Meanwhile, we have Wake Forest playing today. They are taking on VMI, whatever that is. I think it's Vermont or something. Wake Forest ranked number 22. They did good last year. They should still be doing good in the ACC. I don't think they're going to be the best team in the ACC like they were somehow last year, because the ACC was just so confusing last year. But still, expect Wake Forest to do good. They should probably make a bowl game. The Battle of Illinois, Eastern Illinois, and NIU, that's something at least. But yeah, Thursday isn't always the best day for college football, just because
it's a lot of the big schools, I don't want to say giving money, but essentially giving money to the smaller schools that, I mean, as a smaller school playing, even on a bigger stage, like even the Ball State game, I think, in more extreme cases, like when Alabama played the Citadel a couple years ago and they were like tied at halftime. You remember that?
Yeah. Still can't believe it.
But when Alabama played the Citadel, it was a big game, and I guarantee the Citadel probably made $500,000 at least from Alabama, just from TV and being able to play them and everything like that. Now, it could be 100% wrong and completely off, but I bet it was a sum of about that number.
You also want to be able to be playing these bigger and better opponents, because you get stronger when you play the better teams. So I know for these smaller schools, they appreciate that as well. So we're going to be now heading to Friday. Again, Illinois will be traveling to IU. That game will be at 8 on FS1. I think IU should win that one. I'm just going to say, I never trust Illinois at all to win like anything.
They almost beat Bama last year, but then blew it. They went to like four overtimes. It was, I think that was last year. They went to like four overtimes. It was crazy.
Alabama, honestly, last year, like, I don't think they were that good of a team. But no, they weren't. They're just Alabama.
Exactly. They still went to the.
But they lose to Auburn, almost lost to Illinois, almost lost to Auburn again in the SEC championship. They took them to like four overtimes as well. But they still made the national championship because they're Alabama.
Exactly. Looking forward ahead, we have number 15 ranked Michigan State taking on Western Michigan. Western Michigan in the past has gotten upsets before. Will it happen again? I really don't know.
The Dylan Moore Western Michigan.
Ooh, in that case,
he's on defense.
Well, it looks like we have to call Western Michigan, I guess, to upset Michigan State here.
Yeah, Dylan Moore. Former Ben Davis alumni, or not former, but he is a Ben Davis alumni, played Ben Davis football, was one of the senior captains last year, played linebacker and wide receiver. Now he's playing college football at linebacker at Western Michigan.
And then the final matchup, really on Friday, that TCU Colorado, they're sometimes ranked. So, I mean, there's that, good for them. But Saturday, college football Saturday, there's bound to be a lot of fun ones there. We have the big one, number 5, Notre Dame, in Columbus at number 2, Ohio State, at 7:30 on ABC. Big thing here, like we've been saying, even if Notre Dame loses, they have to stay in this one. They can stay in this one. They can make it a close one. That will bode well for Notre Dame. And maybe, just maybe, we've seen it in the past. They have gotten the upset in week 1 before. But this is really the biggest game on their schedule, because after that, I mean, like we said, BYU maybe.
Their biggest competition would be Clemson after.
Yeah.
But the big thing with Notre Dame, if they're going to lose to Ohio State and they keep it close, they have to go undefeated the rest of the season. You cannot lose to Clemson. You cannot lose to BYU. You can't lose to any of these other teams that you're going to play. You can't lose. They won't, but like if you lose to Navy, even if you beat Ohio State, but they won't beat. They won't lose to Navy.
Also need them to like just make it not close against some of those lesser opponents too. That'll be a very important thing.
Is that they walk away with the W, but at the same time, like, they're walking away all beaten up, and they got holes in their victory flags, and they got, you know what I mean? Just stuff like that.
Exactly, exactly. Sam Houston takes on number 6 Texas A&M. Texas A&M, they always are one of the top finishers each year. I know a lot of them are trying to say they should be in the playoffs. They shouldn't have been in the playoffs last year. There's a reason why they were number 6. Colorado State taking on Michigan. Michigan, the important thing to see, how will they recover? They lost some very talented players to the draft this year. Let's see what Michigan can do there. NC State ranked all the way up to 13th.
Wow.
I think that was one of the first times they've been ranked that high for a while. They're taking on Eastern Carolina. If you're ranked that high, you have to win. Don't pull a North Carolina and be ranked like 10th and end up just barely making a bowl game this year. Other ones to know about, we have Iowa playing. They host South Dakota State. Should dominate. They're looking ahead at just some of the other ones. Oh, Oregon versus Georgia, 3:30 on ABC. Number 11 versus number 3. Georgia needs to prove why they were the national champs a year ago. That should be a fun one. Another fun one, Cincinnati versus Arkansas. A lot of people. I mean, Cincinnati made it to the college football playoffs last year. They have to start off by beating a very good Arkansas team. Looking forward ahead. We have USC playing. They're all the way up to 14th. Good for them. Miami of Ohio taking on Kentucky again.
I think that'll be a pretty, honestly, that'll be a pretty even match game. You have one of the best teams in the MAC and one of the lower teams in the SEC. So I think it'll be a pretty good game.
Yeah, that's the game I'm going to be watching.
I can understand that. There's Army versus Coastal Carolina. I remember there's a lot of hype for Coastal Carolina, I think 2020 or something.
They're always pretty good. Yeah, they were pretty good in 2020. But they're always decent for, I believe they're in the Coastal League, correct?
They're in the Sun Belt. Sun Belt? The A-Sun, I think.
Oh. But yeah, they're always there. I think they're in the same conferences like App State and...
Yeah, they're in that one, and yeah. I think they have Stetson, too, and I only know that because from the basketball side of things. But Army's always a good one, too, so watch out for them. Alabama takes on Utah State. I mean, Alabama should pretty much dominate that one. But the big thing will be, let's see who Alabama has this year. That's the only thing we'll really learn from that one. So those are really the main matchups that we have for the start of this season, other than maybe on Sunday and Monday, because Clemson plays on Monday. They take on Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's always awful, but Clemson needs to dominate that one. And then Florida State versus LSU. That was the first time in a long time both of those schools have not been ranked in the top 25. So they're looking to start off the season right. So there are really your Saturday college football matchups. A lot of interesting ones. I'm excited for it more than anything. College football is back. I know we had week 0 last week. That's not the same.
Yeah, exactly. Just like preseason, NFL is not the same. It's still back, but it's not the same. Once the seasons actually start, the excitement is just there, and it's just awesome.
Football, baby! So, yeah, I'm excited for college football to come back. Sometimes there's weeks where I like college football more than NFL. Now, I do like the NFL. I do like college football, but like I said, college football, sometimes there's better weeks than the NFL. That's what I like about football, is that it's so different, so vast, and different ranges and everything like that with the sport.
Exactly, and it's just really fun. You know, you can feel all the traditions and stuff. It's a fun atmosphere. It obviously is shown on the television, so yeah. And even then, it's not like some of the best players there. So it's not like the NFL, where it's the best of the best. You can have very talented guys take on the not so talented guys, and it's still just so fun.
Yeah, there's bound to be an upset week one. Hopefully it's Notre Dame over Ohio State, but college football coming back. We're going to go to another quick break here and come back with a little bit of high school news, a little bit of high school sports coming up Friday. It is Thursday. High school plays on Friday. We're excited for that. More football and more news coming up in East Giant 90.9 Sports Spotlight.
Help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
As a young military wife, my husband and I did the best we could on low wages. My husband thought WIC was just a handout, so we hadn't applied. Another Army wife told me how much it helped her family, so we signed up the next week and found that WIC was not just about supplemental food for babies and kids. It's about education and learning healthy habits. WIC wasn't a handout. It was a godsend for our small family.
WIC. Feed your family's future. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Welcome back to the Sports Spotlight, Indy's Giant 90.9. My name is Owen Pullett alongside Maxwell Gilley and Lucas McKee. Everybody loves. A little bit of a bed there. Listening to a little bit of Adele. We like to play some hardcore music in here, like Adele, you know. Rock on to some Adele.
Yes. My favorite sports shows always play Adele right before they come back from breaks.
That's how I know it's about to be the best sports show.
Yeah. We're in talks with Mr. Easter of adding Narco to the system, so we'll have to see there, because Narco is a good song, and it's a good hype-up song. We do the Undertaker theme. I think I'm going to make a playlist for our show for, like, you know, some For Whom the Bell Tolls and stuff like that. But anyway, this is a music show. This is a sports show. So, Max, we have a little bit of high school news.
Exactly. Yeah. So the AP and IFCA ranked number one Center Grove Trojans. They will be at Louisville Trinity in Kentucky on Friday. Brownsburg all the way up to number two now. I mean, when you defeat Cathedral, you're going to be up very high. They will be at Franklin Central, who's 1-1 on the season. Should be easy dubs for Brownsburg there. Cathedral will be at Penn on Friday. Penn is 2-0 this year, but Cathedral, I think, should get the win there. They're obviously talented. It was a really close one against Brownsburg, and it probably humbled them a little bit because everyone was being like, oh, it's going to be Center Grove or Cathedral this year. And when you get upsets like that, it humbles you a little bit. So Cathedral's looking to get back, and I feel bad for Penn because all the frustration of losing to Brownsburg will be taken out most likely on Penn. Hampson Southeastern ranked 4th in the AP poll, 5th in the coaches poll. They will be at Avon, who's 0-2. We covered them last week, as well as last year and years past. But Mason Reynolds, very talented at Avon. It's going to be a tough one against Hamilton Southeastern. But, I still think Hamilton Southeastern is going to do that one. But, hey, you never know. I mean, we've seen upsets already this season. Warren Central, ranked 5th in the AP poll, will be at North Central, who's 0-2 on the season. Warren Central, man, they have it rough. They have to start off against Center Grove to start the season. So they're always, like, it's very rare and feels like impossible to see them to go 2-0 just to start this season. So they are ranked 5th. Ben Davis, that's our school. They're ranked 6th, by the way, in the AP poll. They're at Pike. I know we'll talk more about that towards the end of the show. Carmel is 0-2, but they've had a tough start to the year just because they've had to take on a very talented Louisville Trinity team, and they had to travel to Center Grove to take on the Trojans, who are now, what, 30-0?
30-0, because, yeah, they went 14-0.
The last 2 years, and then they're 2-0 now.
Yep, so 30-0.
Still crazy that they've just been able to be this successful. And we've had teams that have had success in the regular season, but then when it comes to the playoffs, they end up trailing off there. But no, Center Grove able to make the state and win back-to-back. It's crazy. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's crazy to be that good of a team. You said they played Carmel this week?
No,
they played last week.
Yeah, they played last week.
So who does Center Grove play this week?
Center Grove playing at Louisville Trinity.
At Louisville Trinity?
Yeah.
They're traveling to Louisville. Wow.
Yeah.
That would be a weird thing to play there. I mean, it's not that uncommon, but...
That's what you get when you end up trying to be an independent. Schools won't want to always play you. But Carmel looks to take on Detroit Cass Technical in Michigan, so Carmel really hasn't had to play a lot of Indiana schools this year, and again, that is something similar.
They did the same thing last year, too. They played two teams in a row at out of state, I believe. They played Detroit King, and I believe they played another Michigan team.
Exactly, and Westfield will be taking on Zionsville. That should be a fun one. Westfield had the upset, losing to New Pal in a big loss, 42-28 week one. But Westfield able to make the state finals back-to-back years. They're looking to get revenge against Zionsville, who made the 5A state finals back, I believe, in 2020, if I remember correctly. So long ago, it feels like. By the way, Penn ranked 10th again. They'll be taking on Cathedral. That should not be really that of an exciting one. Fishers is all the way up to 13th. They're taking on Noblesville. So 13 versus 15, that should be a fun matchup there. So those are just a couple of the main matchups here in the state of Indiana on Friday night. But Owen, you will be at Pike on Friday as Ben Davis will be traveling to Pike to open the Mid-Conference.
Yeah, it'll be a fun game, the first Mid game of the year for the Giants and the Red Devils. Ben Davis 1-1, Pike 0-2. But I talked to Coach Simmons and he said that Pike is their best defense that they've seen 1-11 this year. Their record doesn't really show what they are right now. I mean, they took Zionsville to double overtime. They lost to Fishers by 10, I believe. But they're a pretty good team. They have a good middle linebacker, outside linebacker area. They have good DBs. They have a good defensive line. The Ben Davis offense is going to have to really work with that there to generate points, and the defense is going to have to work to stop points. It'll be an interesting game to watch. It'll be a fun one to call. I'll be on that with Garrett Burkle, so you can tune in right here tomorrow. Yeah, today's Thursday already. Wow, that's crazy.
I was just about to say, it's already week three.
I know.
That's insane. Already, tomorrow's week three, and it's going to be like, week four is up next. Already?
Regular season's already a third of the way done.
Exactly. And college football starts to, man, years going by fast.
It's crazy. But yeah, but week three starting tomorrow, and you can check that out right here. Indy's Giant 90.9 pregame starts at 6:15. Pregame starts at 6:15 with Inside Ben Davis Football, but live pregame will start at 6:45 with Garrett Burkle, and I will talk about the upcoming game in more depth. And then 7:00 will be kickoff, and you can tune in right here, Indy's Giant 90.9, whenever you would like. Lucas, what are your thoughts on some high school football this year?
I think Ben Davis takes this one, and that's all I got to say. The other high school, I'm not really looking too much besides my other hometown in Decatur, and I pay attention to them, and then Ben Davis. So that's all I really pay attention to when it comes to high school, but.
And I believe Decatur is 5A.
Yeah.
So 5A, I mean, you can have two state champions this year at least. So you can root for two teams, because I know it's hard for professionals. I have this team and this team. But mm-hmm. if one wins, and you can only have one winner. But with high school football, you can have, and even with college with D1, D2,
D3.
Yeah, I was
going to say even college.
NAI and JUCO, you can do all that. But you can have six different favorite teams, you could say, and have them all win state. But yeah,
so I'm really excited to see the big battle for who's going to be number one. So Center Grove, Cathedral, and Brownsburg. It is going to be just a fun 6A playoffs. I know it seems like it's so far away, but like we said, we're already at week three. We're going to blink, and we're already in the playoff time.
It's going to be a homecoming game. Homecoming game, I believe, is in 3 weeks. I think it's week six, something like that.
Yes, it is week six. we have the Ben Davis football schedule right here. So,
oh, yeah, that's right.
So it's the Lawrence North game on the 23rd. So that should be fun for everyone here. I think my homecoming game actually is already next week just because of Monrovia having 3 home games and 6 away games.
Why do they have so many away games?
Well, because we had 6 home last year, the way the schedule has worked. I don't know.
Not
why.
4 and 5?
It should be, but...
Yeah. Ben Davis does have 4 home games this year and 5 away, but I think with how their season goes, they should. I mean, it depends if what Brownsburg does and what Avon does and what Pike does, but as long as they don't play Brownsburg first round as of right now, they should have home field advantage through sectionals because Brownsburg has that head-to-head matchup. Even if they were to match each other on the records for the rest of the year, Brownsburg does have that win. So I believe that as long as they don't play Brownsburg first round, they should have it should be a home game depending on what Pike and Avon do.
So I haven't seen Pike yet, but I have seen Avon and Brownsburg already. If we can have Ben Davis versus Brownsburg in the playoffs again, that will be an exciting one.
I think it could be. It'll be either a first-round matchup or possibly a sectional championship matchup. I think the best chance we're going to get is, honestly, a sectional championship matchup. We'll just have to see how that goes. I mean, we're still a couple months out, so don't really have to worry about that quite yet. But exactly. Like you said, it'll be here before we know it.
So it's not the predict multiple months in a... away show. We don't have to do that yet. It's not right. Like May or something when the coverage after the 500, and especially summer coverage when it's just like baseball and stuff. By the way, I real quickly wanted to give a quick shout to the Indy 11 because I know none of you pay attention.
We don't talk about them enough.
Here's the
we
thing.
Should.
Exactly. They got the big win over their rival Louisville City. They had a 12-game losing streak and now have won 2 games in a row. So they had to take on a very talented San Antonio team, and then they beat their rivals yesterday. So they've gone 2-0 on the week, so congratulations to the Indy 11 there. Just always like to give a quick shout-out, and I believe the Indians won, too.
They did. They beat the Louisville Bats last night.
Louisville so struggled against Indiana yesterday.
Yeah. Tough night for Louisville. And then once hockey season comes up more, we'll talk about a little bit of the NHL. And then the Indiana Fuel, AA team to the Chicago Blackhawks. So we'll talk about them more. Like we said, we're a sports show, so we'll talk about all the sports on the Sports Spotlight. But that's going to do it for our show today. So thank you guys for listening to the Sports Spotlight, Indy's Giant 90.9. My name is Owen Pulley, alongside Max Gilley, Lucas McKee.